Huh? Come on, go ahead and have some of these here. Here. You done bust on?
Take
the plate. You got to eat when you come around us. We want you to, when you get back home, we want you for the, be telling them where you went and everything and was with the people, you know. You don't just be no way kind of say, I'm shame. And don't be shame. All of us eat. Now, how we live? We live. We eat to live, don't we?
Yeah, I guess
right,
we do.
Right. Yeah, that's what you would call a jackleg.
Is it insulting to be called? Would he get mad if you called him a jackleg?
Well, no, he's not supposed to get mad if I called him a jackleg.
Mm-hmm.
Because he know he can't. Now, just like I would say, you can drive a car better than I can. I'll say it like that.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't get mad because somebody said, that girl sure can drive a car. She can drive a car better than you. You couldn't get mad over that.
Mm-hmm.
So, they just pass it over, you know.
Anything else you'd say, call a jackleg besides a preacher? Anybody else?
Yeah. Carmel.
Mm-hmm.
You call a Carmel jackleg. He didn't do his job right like he should. And couldn't make it like the first class cardinal, he would be called a jackleg cardinal.
Would he get mad if you called him? It'd be the same thing.
If he didn't do something right, he have no right to, huh?
Yeah.
He have no right to get mad. Mm-hmm. Nothing for him to do is say, well, get somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Or something like that. You know, that's all he could say.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what a jackleg would be.
Mm-hmm. And what would you call the highest rank in the army?
Highest what?
Rank in the army.
Wouldn't it be a sergeant or a lieutenant?
Or higher than that.
High general would be a high general, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm. And you know the man that introduced Kentucky Fried Chicken? You remember what his name is?
I see it every day.
His last name's Sanders.
Sanders. Mm-hmm. I don't know what his name was, but I see him every day.
Mm-hmm.
So many pieces of fried chicken for so much on television.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's called a colonel.
Huh?
He's not a general, he's a colonel.
Colonel.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you call the man in charge of a ship?
What do you do?
The man in charge of a ship.
He would be the sailor, wouldn't he?
Or the cap?
The captain. It would be mm-hmm. the captain. It'd be the captain, though.
Did you ever use that word captain to people that you worked for?
Yeah. I use that name.
Just
like to say, well, captain, what you gonna put me to do in this moment?
Mm-hmm.
Or something like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That used to be that, and that's the old way.
Mm-hmm.
That don't work no more now.
No one would say that now?
No one. You would say, how about a job this morning?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he said, well, how many men do you need? Can you mm-hmm. put me to work? All right, well, you'd go to work for him.
Mm-hmm.
But now it wouldn't be captain.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's cap now.
Everybody's cap now?
Everybody's cap now. Go ahead and tell them it ain't so good.
Again.
Kind of rotten. I bought these peanuts from a man.
Hmm. Anything else you'd call the man that you'd work for? Anything
boss
else?
Man. Mm-hmm. The boss man.
Do people use that now?
Oh, yeah. You use boss man.
Mm-hmm.